Finished the review, and it is Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson, and Sean Rogers to go through Liverpool 0, Nottingham Forest 1. We'll start with the lineup and approach of Forest first, Sean, if we can. Felt like the job they'd asked of Elliot Anderson was something. I mean, I've gone back on their lineups so far this season, certainly something I don't think we've seen before in terms of that wide left role, and it did feel like that to me dictated a lot of their shape. You know, they have the approach that they have and their game plan, which ultimately gets to be played out to perfection, really. And it's not a, you know, it's not a majorly surprising one in the grand scheme of things. But I think the job that Elliot Anderson was asked to do on that left side meant it wasn't a 4-2-3-1 as they were lined up to be. It was very sort of specifically, I would say, compact and detailed to deal with Liverpool in certain areas.
Yes, so with the Liverpool setup, you're always conscious. Neil and I did this on the video show last week, sort of about what do you do about Liverpool's right side, and in particular, the fluidity in the triangle that you often see between Szoboszlai, Trent and Salah, and the fact that you can quite often then have a situation where if your right back has to tuck over too much, that Diaz can potentially be in a lot of room there. He can make late runs in and you not be too sure where he is and what direction he's necessarily coming from in that angle. And then you can possibly get some 1v1s if you can deliver them switches quickly, which particularly with Trent Alexander-Arnold, you've always got in your armoury. So I think when you see the team and the substitutes bench drop, it obviously stands out like a sore thumb that you've got on the bench. Awoniyi, Alanga, Hudson-Odoi. So straight away you're thinking, there's a treble change there for Forest coming in the last 20 minutes to half an hour here, which could be quite lively.